الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمة دخل الجنة إلا أبا. قيل: يا رسول الله من أبا؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أطاعني فقد دخل الجنة، ومن عصاني فقد أبى. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء اكرام, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us with iman. Because of iman we are Muslims. Because of iman we can visualize, we can see things Islamically. The stronger the iman, every affair, every issue pertaining to any aspect of life, the stronger the iman, we will visualize it, we will view it from an Islamic perspective. The weaker the iman, our vision will be fogged. We will not be able to think like Muslims. Our mentality, our style of reasoning, our rationality will be designed everything other than Islam. Iman, the demand of iman is that we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Muslim and non-Muslim in this age, with a little consciousness, he is thinking constantly how to please his Creator. You'll see a person, he gets into a particular position and he sits and he contemplates, he meditates, and he feels that this is a method of pleasing his Creator. You'll see a person lying on a bed of nails and he feels this action is pleasing his Creator. You'll see a person gazing to the stars in the darkness of the night and he feels this action is pleasing the Creator. I've seen people standing or sitting close to the wall, as if to say they are statues, and they feel that this is pleasing the Creator. A person, he constructs an orphanage, he builds an old age home, which is not Islamic. He builds a hospital, a clinic, and he feels by this action he is pleasing his Rabb, his Creator. Then you will find that man has various functions and he feels by these functions he pleases his Creator. They will have Islamic conferences, Islamic jalsas, seerat jalsas, milad jalsas. Various functions everybody will have. In order to reach this pleasing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if we analyze what is happening, seminars, conferences, meetings, jalsas, then some functions have got an overtune of emotionalism attached to it. Some functions are sentimentally based. Some functions, only oration takes place. Some functions, intellectual gymnastics takes place. There's another word for it. When we arrive, I'll mention it. Some functions, lot of singing, song is taking place. You think you're attending a Qawwali session. And respected elders, most functions which are supposed to be pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these speakers, those who conduct them, barely do they have proper beards. They do not even look like Muslims, but they talk to you of Islam and Islam. How Islam must spread, how Islam must go and reach every man. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and immediately after that, within 5 years, when Madinatul Munawwara was not even 100 square meters, within 500 square miles at least, within 5 years, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, who reached China and in Canton built a masjid there. Today, with all the facilities, with all the technology, what have we done for Islam? Has Islam reached us? Has Islam reached my house and your house? Has Islam reached my factory and your shop? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sahaba how to sacrifice their lives, their property, their sweat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rabb. There is only one method. That is conformity to Shariat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we have intellectual, rational, bombastic, eloquent speeches, orations, discussions, deliberations, but we do not conform to Sharia, then what have we achieved? We are like that person who wrote a book, The Rise of Islam. The Rise of Islam. When the sun was rising, he was sleeping. He wants to know why his book is not reaching the masses. Are we have we become lip service Muslims, cosmetic Muslims, surface Muslims, skin deep Muslims? Sahaba were not there. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came from a hunting expedition, he came to his nephew Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have been informed. O Muhammad, I have been informed that Abu Jahl has injured you today. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes uncle, he has injured me on my head today. He said, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I will go and sort him. I will go and see him and talk to him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh uncle, accept Islam. Abu Jahl injuring me, I will take, but I want you to accept Islam. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu proceeded, went to Abu Jahl, and he was still having the hunting equipment with him. And he took his bow and he struck Abu Jahl on his head. And he said, today you have injured my nephew. This is in return. And Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu proudly pronounced the kalima in front of Abu Jahl. And he said, let alone that, today I accept the faith which my nephew is propagating. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam before Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, brave sahabi, courageous sahabi, uncle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stood firmly with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one could lift an eye against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the presence of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sacrificing everything, their time, their property, everything for the deen of Islam. In adhering to the commandments of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in conforming to the Shariat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the only way. That is the only way, the sole way of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No other way. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the battle of Badr, many of the kuffar, he put them into Jahannam. In the battle of Uhud, Hazrat Hindar radiallahu ta'ala anha had a slave, Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She said that, "Oh Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that if you mark Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who says the shuhada, the king of the martyrs, the leader of the martyrs, remember that the uncle of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the leader of the martyrs, is the king of the martyrs, Sayyidu Shuhada, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was promised freedom if he takes the life of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Notice, take heed, I am saying Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha, Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because they accepted Islam later and they passed away as Muslims. They were Sahaba. And we must respect the Sahaba. We must honor the Sahaba and love the Sahaba. In South Africa, respected elders, we are going to have many embassies opening from the Arab states. We are going to have many ideologies coming, many concepts of Islam coming. But remember clearly, golden rule, simple rule, any organization says one word against Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says anything against Sahaba, no, that organization is batil, false, stay far from it. And if any organization in existence says anything against the Quran, against Islam, against Sahaba, against the Aimma, remember that is falsehood and stay far from them. Do not wait for the concept to rise and then question it. No, read the literature quickly, and when they say anything against our Sahaba, remember that they are not on the right path. Don't let the petrol dollar fool us. And don't sell our iman. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred. Hazrat Washi, he had a special way of throwing the javelin. Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Isham, they described this method. And he martyred Hazrat Hamza. Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha chewed his liver. Historians say that in the Arab customary, it was customary of the Arabs to chew the liver of a brave and courageous person so that the quality of that person must come into you. That is why they should chew the liver. His body was mutilated. Badly mutilated. Cut up. There was no coffin for him. No decent coffin for him. He was buried. After conquest of Mecca, Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, is there place for me in Islam? Is there place for me in deen of Islam?" Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Yes." Ayats were revealed denoting the forgiveness of sinners. Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu became a Muslim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that, "Oh Washi, your Islam is accepted. Oh Washi, your Iman is accepted. Oh Washi, we accept you. But oh Washi, do not come in front of me. Do not come in front of me, because when you come in front of me, I think of my uncle. I think of his condition. I think how he was martyred. I think how his body was mutilated. I think what they did to his body. Oh Washi, your Islam is accepted. But do not come in front of me, because the sight of my beloved uncle comes in front of me." Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala goes away with this thought in his heart that I have displeased Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I have martyred his uncle. He goes away. He retires to another area. But this thought is constantly in his mind that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he looks at me, he thinks of his uncle. In the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an imposter, a false Nabi, Musaylimah ibn Kazzab, he rose and he tried to flourish. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, although confronted, he told them to go against him. Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw this as an opportunity. He enlisted and he was responsible for killing Musaylimah ibn Kazzab. Why this thought struck him, Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that on the day of Qiyamah, that if I come in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to say that Wahshi, I do not want to look at you, then what will be my condition? Ulama Ikram have written clearly that those who flounder the Sharia, those who butcher the Sharia, those who don't conform to the Sunnah, those who do not keep ears, those who do not adhere to the commandments of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not look at them. And remember, keeping a beard, etc., means keeping it how Shariat wants us to keep it. Not fashionable beards, not these modern beards. And many Muslims keep beards, but they are no beards in the eyes of Shariat. Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Tafsir ibn Kathir, Hafiz Imaduddin, Rahmatullah alayhi, states that after killing Musaylimah ibn Kazzab, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with a dream of Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala and said that, "Oh Wahshi, I am pleased with you today. Come in front of me." Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala who records this and reports that I was responsible for the death of the best man in Islam, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I was responsible for the worst man, in his worst man, Musaylimah ibn Kazzab. So solution for our problem is very simple. That we conform to the Sharia without cut, measure and trip. We adhere to the commandments of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without modification. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring mercy into our hearts and our community. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.